The Way of Salvation and of Perfection by St. Alphonsus de Liguori. Part 1, Meditation 6. The Great Thought of Eternity. Thus did St. Augustine designate the thought of eternity, the great thought, magna cognito. It was this thought that induced so many solitaries to retire into deserts, so many religious, even kings and queens, to shut themselves up in cloisters, and so many martyrs to sacrifice their lives in the midst of torments, in order to acquire a happy eternity in heaven, and to avoid a miserable eternity in hell. The Venerable John of Avila converted a certain lady with these two words. Reflect, he said to her, on these two words, ever and never. A certain monk went down into a grave that he might meditate continually on eternity, and constantly repeated, O eternity, eternity. How frequently, my God, have I deserved the eternity of hell? Oh, that I have never offended thee! Grant me sorrow for my sins. Have compassion on me. The same Venerable John of Avila says that he who believes in eternity and becomes not a saint should be confined as one deranged. He who builds a house for himself takes great pains to make it commodious, airy, and handsome, and says, I labor and give myself a great deal of trouble about this house, because I shall have to live in it all my life. And yet, how little is the house of eternity thought of? When we have arrived at eternity, there will be no question of residing at a house more or less commodious, or more or less airy. The question will be our dwelling in a place overflowing with delights, or in a gulf of endless torments. And for how long of a time? Not for 40 or 50 years, but forever, as long as God shall be God. The saints, to obtain salvation, thought it little to give their lives to prayer, penance, and the practice of good works. And what do we do for the same end? O my God, many years of my life have already passed. Already death is near at hand, and what good have I hitherto done for thee? Give me light and strength to devote the remainder of my days to thy service. Too much, alas, I have offended thee, and desire henceforth to love thee. With fear and trembling work out your salvation. To obtain salvation we must tremble at the thought of being lost, and tremble not so much at the thought of hell as of sin, which alone can send us thither. He who dreads sin avoids dangerous occasions, frequently recommends himself to God, and has recourse to the means of keeping himself in the state of grace. He who acts thus will be saved, but for him who lives not in this manner, is morally impossible to be saved. Let us attend to that saying of Saint Bernard, we cannot be too secure where eternity is at stake. Thy blood, O Jesus, my Redeemer, is my security. I should have been already lost on account of my sins, hadst thou not offered me thy pardon, on condition of my repentance for having offended thee. I am sorry, therefore, with my whole heart for having offended thee, who are infinite goodness. I love thee, O sovereign good, above every other good. I know that thou willest my salvation, and I will endeavor to secure it by loving thee forever. O Mary, Mother of God, pray to Jesus for me.